Hi, this is Jackie Foskett, founder of Healing Hypnotherapy, and I'm your stress and anxiety relief specialist. This audio will not only help you understand why worrying is a major contributor to anxiety and stress, it will give you some very valuable tips, tools, and processes to aid you in stopping the worry cycle. In my book, The Stress Relief Toolbox, for women who take care of everyone but themselves, there are many tools and strategies for relieving those in-the-moment stresses that work quickly to get you back on solid footing to move forward and out of the stress response. I also designed an entire section of the book devoted to tools and strategies that support you in creating a solid foundation of inner calm. Having a solid foundation of inner calm doesn't allow anxiety, worries, fears, doubts, and chronic stress to control you and damage your well-being. Instead, it provides a structure that can withstand the onslaught of life's many challenges and uncertainties. Stopping the worry cycle is a very important component to building a firm and stable structure for your emotional and mental well-being. Let's begin. When we chronically worry, there is a tendency to overthink situations and operate under the misconception that this consistent overthinking about the situation can control it. We might mistakenly believe that we are problem solving and planning for the future. Unfortunately, all this overthinking backfires. It hinders the cognitive processes of the brain and causes overstimulation of the emotion and fear areas of the brain. And since you can't control everything, yet the emotions and fears are now stimulated, the imagination begins its journey down the dark tunnel of worry. It begins to imagine all the what-ifs in the array of all the possible negative scenarios that could occur. The subconscious does not know the difference between what is really happening and what is happening in your imagination. So this causes the same physiological responses as if these worrisome events were actually happening. When you go down the tunnel of chronic worry over things you have no control of, you are engaging in useless worrying. And even if you do have control over situations, chronic worrying does not solve the problem. It only causes you to feel stressed and anxious. I like what the Dalai Lama says about worry. If there is no solution to the problem, then don't waste time worrying about it. If there is a solution to the problem, then don't waste time worrying about it. Although it might be easy to say, don't worry, be happy, the truth is not all worrying is negative. Worrying or being concerned about the right things at the right time can protect us from harm, give us information that something in our lives needs attention, as well as be an expression of love. It's when worrying goes into overdrive and is constant, as what can happen when women are taking care of everyone but themselves, that it becomes a source of stress and anxiety. Worrying about everyone else can cause fatigue, overwhelm, and resentful feelings. It can lead to using food for comfort, which can lead to weight gain, which can lead to low self-esteem and powerlessness. And this is a recipe for continuing that stress and anxiety cycle. Chronic worrying about others' problems will keep your mind too busy to find time for you. Worrying is your imagination being misdirected in a negative way. Your mind is just as capable of imagining more positive, empowering, and healthy thoughts. So, for long-term change, to build that solid foundation of inner calm, you need to get a handle on worrying. Bringing mindfulness and awareness to your inner dialogue is how you begin to change the worry cycle. Here are some tips, tools, and processes to stop the worry cycle. When you find yourself worrying, stop and take a nice, good, deep breath. You may do this one or two times even. This allows you to get into the present. Worrying is all about the what-ifs, and this is a sure sign you are not being present to the moment you are in. You can also remind yourself, these are just thoughts. Telling yourself, these are just thoughts, elevates you and distances you from being entrenched in them. Worrisome thoughts can get locked into an endless loop because you fear that if you stop thinking about them, you'll lose control of the situation. By being the observer of your own thoughts, your own inner dialogue, you stop the anxiety that those thoughts have been putting you under with their constant, endless intrusion into your well-being. After you have stopped taking a breath or two or three, you now have the opportunity to question these worrisome thoughts. Ask the thought, is that really true? Am I certain that will happen if I don't personally do something about it? How do I know this is a problem I really need to be involved with? Now, to deepen this process about putting a stop to worrying, explore further with questions about your concern for others, yourself, or whatever is worrying you. By asking yourself, how does worrying about this, whatever that this is, benefit me? What can I learn from this? What can I say or do now instead? Keep on questioning and listening for your answers. They are there within you. You just have to ask the questions and be quiet to listen. It can be helpful to journal your answers. Journaling can provide a means to clarify your thoughts and feelings and gain more insights into why you worry. It can also be helpful to bring some lightness into all of this. Allow yourself to laugh at some of the things you found so worrisome. Create more lightness by adding funny sounds, voices to those nagging thoughts as you say them out loud. You'll find it really changes your perspective about your worries. As you take time to process these worry thoughts and feelings using the processes and tips and tools that I've just talked about, and any other tools that you may have to your avail, you will find yourself having less and less tolerance for those nagging, worry thoughts that want to parade around in your head. You'll become quick at recognizing when they start to show up and know exactly what to do to move them on out. Ultimately, what's most important about ending chronic worrying is that you will empower yourself to choose what's important to you. Do you really want to live your life filled with anxiety and stress from chronic worry? What is really going to move you forward in your life? Worrying or taking inspired action to make changes that bring you more calm and peace of mind? Observing your worry allows you to step out of the cycle and evaluate your life and decide what is important and valuable to you. Keep challenging yourself to release the need for useless worrying, and you will gain the freedom to move more powerfully into the essence of who you really are. Thank you for listening to this audio on Stopping the Worry Cycle. This is Jackie Foskett of Healing Hypnotherapy. To learn more about how you can stop worrying, stop the anxiety and stress, as well as get further support, be sure to visit my website at healinghypnotherapy.com. Thank you.